It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And on the show today, we're talking to TED speakers about how learning happens, how ultimately it's an unstoppable process. And as we heard from Sugata Mitra earlier in the show, learning doesn't happen in a vacuum. It still depends on making a connection between a child and his mother, or between two kids, or even a student and her teacher.
We learn from the environments that we live in, which includes people. So I don't think we do anything on our own or alone.
This is Rita Pearson. She's been an educator for more than 40 years. And when she gave her talk at TED Talks Education, she spoke about the power of human connection and how it impacts learning. Here's her talk.
I have spent my entire life either at the schoolhouse, on the way to the schoolhouse, or talking about what happens in the schoolhouse. Both my parents were educators. My maternal grandparents were educators. And for the past 40 years, I've done the same thing. And so needless to say, over those years, I've had a chance to look at education reform from a lot of perspectives. And we know why kids drop out. We know why kids don't learn. It's either poverty, low attendance, negative peer influences, low influence with parents. We know why. But one of the things that we never discuss, or we rarely discuss, is the value and importance of human connection, relationships. George Washington Carver says all learning is understanding relationships. For years, I have watched people teach. I have looked at the best, and I've looked at some of the worst. A colleague said to me one time, they don't pay me. They don't pay me to like the kids. They pay me to teach a lesson. The kids should learn it. I should teach it. They should learn it. Case closed. Well, I said to her, you know, kids don't learn from people they don't like. I have had classes that were so low, so academically deficient that I cried. I wondered, how am I going to take this group in 9 months from where they are to where they need to be? How do I raise the self-esteem of a child and his academic achievement at the same time? I gave a quiz, 20 questions. Student missed 18. I put a +2 on his paper and a big smiley face. He said, Miss Pearson, is this an F? I said, yes. He said, then why'd you put a smiley face? I said, because you on the roll. You got 2 right, you didn't miss them all. I said, and when we review this, won't you do better? He said, yes, ma'am, I can do better. You see, minus 18 sucks all the life out of you. +2 said, I ain't all bad.
I love that. I love that you did that to that kid's test.
I don't know why we celebrate failure. Somewhere along the line, we started to think that if I point out to you what you don't do or you didn't do, it will inspire you to do.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Hmm.
If I tell you what you've done right, it inspires you to do something else that's right. I want my students to always see the value of possibility. And that's what I wanted him to see, that I am worth more, I can do more, I am more. +2 said that, -18 would not have said that.
4 years I watched my mother take the time at recess to review, go on home visits in the afternoon, buy combs and brushes and peanut butter and crackers to put in her desk drawer for kids that needed to eat, and a washcloth and some soap for the kids who didn't smell so good. See, it's hard to teach kids who stink. And kids can be cruel. And so she kept those things in her desk. And years later, after she retired, I watched some of those same kids come through and say to her, you know, Miss Walker, you made a difference in my life. You made it work for me. You made me feel like I was somebody when I knew at the bottom I wasn't. And I want you to just see what I've become. And when my mama died 2 years ago at 92, there were so many former students at her funeral. It brought tears to my eyes, not because she was gone, but because she left a legacy of relationships that could never disappear. Can we stand to have more relationships? Absolutely. Will you like all your children? Of course not. And while you won't like them all, the key is they can never, ever know it. We teach anyway because that's what we do. Teaching and learning should bring joy. How powerful would our world be if we had kids who were not afraid to take risks, who were not afraid to think, and who had a champion? Every child deserves a champion, an adult who will never give up on them, who understands the power of connection and insists that they become the best that they can possibly be. Is this job tough? You betcha. But it is not impossible. We can do this. We're educators. We're born to make a difference. Thank you so much.
That's Rita Pearson's TED Talk. And Rita, we heard from Sugata Mitra earlier in the show, and we're going to hear a bit more from him in a few minutes. And, you know, and he talks a lot about how sometimes adults just get in the way. They don't allow kids to just kind of figure it out and learn on their own.
And to a degree, that's true. Sometimes I think we do need to be quiet and say, okay, let's see what you come up with. Let's see what your idea is. Tell me how you would figure this out. So yes, it is very, very true that sometimes adults do get in the way of learning, but they cannot be absent from learning.
Can learning happen without that?
I don't think so. And I may be wrong. Children thrive on structure, but freedom. But I think that it is reassuring for children to know that while I may not always want an adult in my business, so to speak, I want to know a positive and nurturing adult is there if I need them.
Rita, that kid who missed 18 questions, did he ever get better?
Of course he did. I insisted that he did. Learning sometimes occurs because someone insists that you recognize the excellence in yourself. Sometimes it's as simple as, I know you can do this. I feel like you are better than you showed me on that paper. Let's learn how positive and potent you are together. So yes, he did better. Of course he did.
Rita Pearson, she's been an educator for more than 40 years. She gave her talk at TED Talks Education on PBS.